Like to invite the children forward for children's message. Oh, and we have a little wee one. And Claire's baby's coming to children's message this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, that was cool.
Woo.
They're enthusiastic this morning. That's good. I like that.
Yep.
My little pink bucket. I couldn't be without it. They know that by now. So last time we were together, we talked about honoring other people, right? And what that means and treating others with honor. Okay, so let's refresh our memory just a little bit here. And Nicholas is going to help me out with this one. If my fingers can separate the paper. All right, can you read that for me?
Honor. Treating others as special, doing more than what is expected, and having a good attitude.
Okay. Doing more than what's expected and having a good attitude about it. Can we think of some times maybe around the house that your mom or dad asked you to do something and maybe you can go a little bit the extra mile? What might you do? They asked you to take the garbage out, Caleb. What else can you do? Take the recycling out. Do something else that maybe wasn't asked of you. So going above and beyond, but having a good attitude, not a, oh, I've got to do this too. Okay? So we talked about honoring others, but we didn't talk a lot about honoring God. So how do we honor God? What do you think? What do you think, Jenny? How do we honor God? How can we show honor to God? We talked about honoring other people, so how do we honor God?
We try to obey the Ten Commandments
and other things that he says, right? Anything else? No? Claire says no. Okay.
I believe.
Yeah. Well, it is sort of all-encompassing. So in the readings, I don't know if you heard that, but in the readings, it talked about God speaking to Cyrus. And throughout the Bible, you hear a lot of things about God speaking to Moses, God speaking to Abraham, to Adam and Eve, to lots of people in the Bible, right? So who thinks God speaks to you today? You think so? What about these guys? Who thinks God speaks to you today? Oh, look at that. He does. Now, how does he speak to you? What do you think? There's several ways God can speak to you. Sabina? Through the Bible. The Bible is where God speaks to us. What else? Through our pastor, right? Anybody else God speaks to us through? Our families, our parents. Claire's into saying no this morning. Through our parents, through our friends, maybe family members. God speaks to us a lot of ways. Sometimes through music. I know God speaks to me through music, through nature, right? God speaks to us all the time. We just need to learn to listen to it. So I would like you to read that one.
Psalms chapter 119. Verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and the light to my path.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God speaks to us, right? He gives us a lamp. He gives us a light for our feet. He shows us where we can walk, right? And how we can live. Claire, say yes. So the last thing I want to leave you with, and of course I have something in my bucket for you. Lord, help us to honor you by keeping our eyes, our ears, and our heart open to hear from you.